Hey, this is Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. We have a big show planned for you, so stay tuned, kick back, pour yourself an ice-cold lemonade or a piping hot cocoa with a little shot of raspberry and cinnamon in it, and you will enjoy this one, ladies and gentlemen. Not only are we going to have an in-depth discussion about what the music of the Bee Gees has meant to us, and in particular, my favorite Bee Gee, Morris. Not Maurice, it's Morris, thank you. But we are also going to be joined by our good friends, Chris and George, Chris Harducer and George Cunningham, from the Grave Blankets. Their new compact disc is called Orphan Recordings 1991 to 2001. It's all outtakes and B-sides. And as you know, the best records by major recording artists are usually the B-sides, the outtakes, the stuff that weren't the big hits. So stay tuned for all this and more.
Like You're My Favorite Waste of Time by Marshall Crenshaw.
Exactly.
What a great B-side.
Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
X-Ray Cincinnati is proud to underwrite the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. X-Ray Cincinnati is the premier alternative monthly that gives local people a voice in print. The magazine covers art, culture, and emerging artists, as well as the complete WAIF program schedule. Each month, X-Ray Cincinnati reaches 15,000 to 20,000 readers. It can be found in over 250 locations in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. If you want a voice in print, X-Ray Cincinnati gives it to you. Submit something to them online at at goxray.com. You can also check out the issue archives, goxray.com.
The Chris and Rob Show is brought to you in part by the new Wizards Music and Movies in Oakley Square. Wizards Music and Movies has a huge selection of used and new compact discs, new and used DVDs, that's the movies, baby, all kinds of posters, and a ton of used vinyl. Yeah, they got the old school records.
Cool.
Check it out. Call Wizards Music and Movies at 351-5500. That's 513 in the Buckeye. Or just stop by their location. It's at the corner of Mark Bright and Madison Road in the heart of Oakley Square. It's across the street from the 20th Century Theater and around the corner from Oakley Cyclery. You might have heard of Habits. That's right there, too. So when it's music and movies you want, don't go to Warehouse. Go to Wizard.
Standard Textile Company is proud to join the community blood drive and remind us all that the need for a safe and secure blood supply is now with us. If you are a healthy and qualified individual, do your part and donate blood. You protect not only yourself and your family, but your community as well. So donate blood at the hospital or blood bank of your choice. Remember, this holiday season, the greatest gift you can give is the gift of life. This message has been courtesy of the Standard Textile Company in Cincinnati. On the air, wishing everyone a happy and healthy new year.
Thanks go out to our friends at inspectacare.org for providing streaming audio. Maybe you're listening on the internet right now. If so, thanks to inspectacare.org. Take a look at their site, and if they have any services that are of assistance to you, hook up with them. Inspectacare.org. And as always, a big thanks to our friends at Atlas Design and Technologies for setting up the WAIF website at WAIF883.org, where you can also catch the streaming audio. Thanks to our good friends at Atlas Design Services.
Right out to the top.
modulation. It's modulating again, baby. You know, Rob, this business about Maurice Gibb, or Morris Gibb, as his brothers call him, having passed away over the weekend at the hands of an inept surgeon is really bugging me, because the Bee Gees were such a big influence on a very, very young Chris of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
That influence shows through constantly.
I must have been 8 years old when Main Course came out. Shoot, I was younger than that. I was probably 6 years old when Main Course came out. Then Children of the World came out and I was hooked. Then Saturday Night Fever came out and my mom wouldn't let me go to the movie.
Oh, what an outrage.
She thought it was dirty or something, so I saw it when I was an adult, and you know what? It's not dirty. It's just got bad dancing in it.
It's just not very good.
Yeah, it's just a crappy movie. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris, I'm Rob, and this is Jim, our producer. Go, Jim.
WAIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. They reflect our own views or the views of our guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF. And now, Chris and Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Well, this is a very exciting episode of the Chris and Rob Show. We're going to get things started off with a birthday call. Because there ain't nothing like a happy birthday on, what is today, the 14th of January, 2003. I can't believe it's 2003 already. Last thing I knew, it was 1973, and I started a joke by the Bee Gees was a big hit.
And now the time's just flying
time
by.
Time is just flying by, damn. As we mentioned earlier, the Grave Blankets are here. Stay tuned for that. They're going to be singing some songs and playing the Death Mountain Breakdown. And we also have their new record called Orphan Recordings, dated 1991 to 2001. It's outtakes and B-sides. And we'll see if we can't stump the Grave Blanket and pull up some old B-sides you forgot we had.
Hmm.
So we're calling Mark in Maryland.
Wow, Maryland?
Because it's Mark's birthday.
How about that?
He's outside of Baltimore, Maryland. Remember where that sniper was shooting everybody?
Yeah, was he there?
He lives up in that neighborhood.
Wow, that's bad news.
Hello.
Hello, is Mark in, please?
No, he isn't.
Oh, do you know where we can find him? I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're on the radio to wish him a happy birthday.
Well, you could try him on his cell phone.
Okay, we'll put you on hold and get that cell phone number. Is this Mark's lovely wife, Jennifer, or is this the lady who cleans the house?
This is Jennifer.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What did you get Mark for his 38th birthday?
Oh, he got a brand new snare.
A brand new snare?
Mm-hmm.
You mean a snare drum?
A snare drum.
Is Mark a drummer?
Yes, he is.
Does he know any Bee Gees?
I would probably say no.
You know, one of the Bee Gees died over the weekend.
Yes, I heard that on the news.
Yeah, we're real broke up about that here at the Chris and Rob Show. All right, we'll put you on hold. We'll get Mark's cell phone. We'll give Mark a surprise call. And if you beat us to him and warn him off,
yes,
you're going to be on our mean list.
All right.
You don't want to be there.
No.
All right, hold on a second.
All right, take care of it, Jim. Jim, our producer, will take care of all that.
The other big news today, the Bengals actually hired a head coach.
Oh, did they now?
Marvin Lewis. We'll talk about that later on.
That ain't going to make a damn bit of difference.
I think it is.
Every time they hire a head coach, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
I think this time it's different. I think this guy's going to be good. They're going to let him hire his own coaches, and I think this guy's going to work out. But we'll get into the heavy details of the Marvin Lewis hiring a little bit later on here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk
Show. His name is Marvin Lewis?
Marvin Lewis.
How long until Cincinnati Bengal fans are going to call him Marvin the Martian?
Well, it sounds to me like you've already started. You won't even give this guy a chance, dude.
How long until Cincinnati Bengals fans, distraught over like let's say it'll be a 1-15 season by next December, are going to start calling him, instead of Marvin Lewis, they'll start calling him Jerry Lewis.
Oh, boy.
You think that'll happen?
Yeah.
Here comes another Bengal loss.
Jerry Lewis. Is your Jerry Lewis impression?
They're going to start doing that on the sports shows, I'm telling you.
I hope they're a little more creative than you.
Dave Lapham is going to go, bleh. You just wait.
I'm going to see Dave Lapham go, bleh.
We're calling Mark again to wish him a happy birthday on his cell phone.
Mark the Marylander?
Mark from Maryland, yeah. You know, his good friends call him Luke.
Luke Mark? Like every book in the Bible.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mark?
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on radio in Cincinnati. We're calling to wish you a happy birthday.
I'm in a club. I'm at the Bill Kirchen Open Mic.
What's the Bill Kirchen Open Mic?
What's the Bill Kirchen Open Mic?
What do you mean?
It's an open mic night. A lot of people sitting in, singing, playing folk guitar.
Oh, really? Are they all singing happy birthday to you?
No, nobody really knows that.
You know, we're live on the air here in Cincinnati.
Hey, hello, Cincinnati. I miss everyone there.
You're in Maryland, right?
Yes, I'm in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Springs is where the Bill Kirchen open mic is?
That's correct.
Is Bill Kirchen there?
Yes.
He was in Southgate House a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Kirchen was?
Yeah, he was. He was on tour. He played with Nick Lowe before, didn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I saw him at Bogart's with Nick Lowe.
Well, let's talk to Bill Kirchen real quick. Is he within earshot?
No, he's not. He's up on stage, and there's a bunch of people between me and him.
Well, walk up there and tell him you got the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show from WAIF in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the phone, and they want to say hello to Bill Kirchen.
That isn't a very tempting offer, Chris, but I can't do that.
Now, can you play Staying Alive on your new snare drum?
That's a possibility. I think I can work that in.
What about Fanny Be Tender With My Love? Can you play that on your new snare drum?
Hey, I thought our deucer was on the show tonight.
Actually, Chris, our deucer is in the lobby right now getting ready to slam some Grave Blankets tunes at us.
Fantastic.
You want him to sing happy birthday to you?
No, that's not necessary. Are you going to him into doing How Deep Is Your Love?
He's going to do How Deep Is Your Love, then he's going to seg right into New York Mining Disaster 1941.
Nice.
It's going to be very sweet.
All right, Chris.
Hey, I appreciate you guys calling.
Well, hold on. Chris Arducer and George Cunningham are here, and they're going to sing happy birthday to Mark Lucas.
All right.
Yeah, you have to.
No.
Yeah, you
play
do.
A song for him, though.
Oh, you are?
This is for him. It has no lyrics.
Well, hold on a minute.
Okay, we got to set this up. So,
okay, you're setting it up?
Yeah, we're setting this all up.
Dying very young.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, here's your happy birthday song.
Hey, all right.
Can you feel the birthday vibe?
I got the birthday vibe.
I can tell. Yeah, I like it.
You can see it on your face.
All right. I'm scared by you. Dan's arm is beating.
Hey, thank you very much. This is fabulous.
Hi. Happy birthday, Mark.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Later on, Gator.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, that sounded perfect.
That was Woo! Beautiful.
That'll be your next B-side.
You guys had to practice to learn that one, huh?
Betcha.
All right, we're joined by Chris and George from the Grave Blankets, and this is the first cut on their stellar new record called Orphan Recordings. We'll find out much more about it when we return on the Chris and Rob Show.
Like my mama, our life together.
time to finally extend the wish.
Like a pair of dark socks on the beach. This is Chris and Rob on WAIF.
Chris and Rob and George Cunningham and Chris Arducer from the Grave Blankets. We just heard Hollow Drama, the first cut on Orphan Recordings. Welcome to the program, guys.
Well, thanks for having us.
What's clicking?
Probably me.
He's clicking, I'm popping.
It's right here. There it is. All right. So the new record is called Orphan Recordings. Why is it called Orphan Recordings? You're not on the Orphan record label, are you?
Well, you know, I would be. I could change the name of the label. I am the president of the record company, you know.
Are you now?
It's called Orphan Recordings because it is an audio closet of demos, expensive and time-consuming music biz remixes, almost realized half-baked masterpieces, and complete obscurities. Thank you.
Those are the liner notes right there.
That says absurdities.
Yeah, now you don't need to buy the record because you could just download it and you already heard the liner notes.
Actually, there is an extensive batch of liner notes on the website. Graveblankets.com.
You guys have a website at graveblankets.com.
If that's graveblankets.com.
If you don't know how to spell it, get a dictionary because it's under graveblankets.com. And there's their pictures of the band.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
And there's biographical information.
Oh, yeah. God knows.
And what are we doing this radio show for?
Well, because there's also George's column.
That's true. What's your column? Tell us about
it. My column
is
called A Guitar Case, as in a nutcase or a head case or a yeah. And it's just sort of me trying to be a smart ass and writing about guitars and being in rock bands and all that junk.
And what kind of things have you written so far?
I've written about the worst band names I've ever thought of. I've written about the time I had a guitar stupidly custom made for myself, just in the names of making myself feel better about me, I guess.
Something's going cuckoo on the mics if there's an engineer tuned in. Call Jim on the hotline and we'll try to figure this out. You guys have a gig coming up, but not until Valentine's Day.
That's right.
That's your next gig?
Yes.
And you think it'll be a big romantic shindig?
Woo! What do you think?
It's at the York Street Cafe, if I read right, right?
That's right.
You can read.
Yeah, I just started.
That's new.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's, how is it for you?
It's been great.
Good. That's why I read the little thing on the front there.
I only learned how to read so I could read the Penthouse form anyway.
Time well spent.
Tired of stumbling through it. All right, you guys got your acoustic guitars here. Now, Chris, you have a regular, everyday-looking acoustic guitar, even though it's black and it's kind of cool. But what kind of guitar is that you got, George? And it's got a capo on it. And Chris doesn't have a capo on it, so I'm thinking you guys won't be in tune when you start up here.
You got it.
All right, but tell us about your guitar.
This is a Harmony Patrician. I haven't been able to date it. I think it's probably shortly after World War II. Harmony are notoriously lunch bucket guitars, not like, you know, they're not Gibsons and that stuff. But got it for babysitting.
Who would you babysit?
A one-year-old son with parents who had this guitar in the back of their closet and said, you know, you should have Dad's guitar.
It's got F-holes like a big viola.
It does, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it sounds pretty, too.
On a good day, it sounds real, real nice. Yeah.
Can you play like some of that classical guitar on it?
No.
Okay. All right, will you guys sing us a song, a Grave Blanket song,
Have we got this microphone engineering problem?
Not really, but we'll stumble through it.
Okay.
You hear that too, right, Rob?
It's awful.
What is it?
I think it's right there.
Yeah, we'll have him sing in yours, I guess. Mike 2 is a piece of crap.
Yeah, Mike 2 is a piece of crap. We're going to kill that mic. Grab that, Rob.
Bad mic.
Right. Naughty, naughty mic.
All right, so Chris, you use that mic, and I'm going to step out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Arducer and George Cunningham, the Grave Blankets.
That was a wonderful introduction, Harry.
Trying
to make this work for us. All right, here we go. This is a little season's greetings from the Grave Blankets. It's called Hell.
The man with the gun turns bright.
That was Heck.
That was the Grave Blankets, live in the studio. If you'd like to call in and talk with George and Chris or the Chris and Rob Show, just give us a holler at 749-1444. We're going to play another track from the new record.
Wonderful. And there was what do you want to play?
I haven't heard all these yet because we just got the copy tonight, but you got one called A Kirk Douglas Chin.
You know, let's hear that.
Is it a good song?
It's an instrumental.
Oh, it is.
Can you play that on the Chris and Rob Show?
We can play anything we want, man. We make our own rules here.
Dude, we're rebels, man.
Do you want us to play the instrumental and you can sing along live?
No.
Anything you want, man. There are no rules here.
I would like to hear... Actually, why don't you play the last song?
What, the
which
fecal
is another
sample?
Instrumental. The fecal sample.
You want to sing along to that one?
I think the audience will
get it.
Or you
can just go...
You know.
We will sing Bee Gees lyrics to it.
Do you want to make some crank calls later?
Always.
You know, we've had local musicians come down here to sing their songs, and halfway through the show, they're like, screw this, let's start making crank calls.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's a track called The Fecal Sample. It's by the Grave Blankets, and we'll be back, joined by George Cunningham and Chris Arducer in just a moment. The Fecal Sample by the Grave Blankets. It kind of sounded like, I don't know, an old surf tune or something.
That was cool.
You're right.
Was that the Grave Ventures?
Is that surfing on Lake Erie?
I'm thinking more Lake Michigan in the UP.
If you'd like to call into the program, you are tuned into the Chris and Rob Show on WAIF 88.3, the bottom of your dial. You can't get any lower than this. This is it. We're joined by the Grave Blankets. Chris Arducer and George Cunningham. You guys are both veterans of the local music scene. I know we've discussed this before.
Not true.
That's not true. You guys just started
18 up. 18 years old, yes.
Freshly scrubbed new band.
Look at my belly button.
You used to be in what, the Warsaw Falcons?
Yeah, in fact, I still play in the Hollow Bodies.
The Hollow Bodies?
Kind of an outgrowth of the Falcons, yeah.
Okay, you're welcome to step up to the mic if you want.
I would love to if I could find a path.
You're yelling at me, George. Stop yelling.
Well, whatever happened to the Warsaw Falcons?
You know, I think the band is like
still
sort of
yelling at me, George.
You know, I think you'd have to ask David Rhodes Brown for the precise falconography.
Is
but,
he the leader of the band?
Oh, David is the Falcons. Yes.
Okay.
There have been 40 some.
Is he the guy in Star Devils now?
Yes. Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, that's David.
They're a rockabilly band.
Yeah, and a darn good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, David is the Falcons, and has been since there was a Falcons.
But considering the output of the Grave Blankets and now the new Orphan Recordings release, mm-hmm. it seems like you've taken the more interesting path. Well, I mean, in that the songs are all about death now, and you've got this artistic integrity, and of course the eyeliner and stuff. I mean, you're really the true, you know, artist with the gestalt.
Okay. You run with it.
Okay, and he's out there doing the rockabilly thing, so props to you.
Okay. Well, I got no bones to pick with Dave musically at all.
No, I know. I'm starting this one.
Great. Then you finish it.
Okay. Come on down here if you got a bone to pick with us. After all, you know, Chris used to be a guy with a band who's just writing commercials now.
Yeah.
And Chris has got this artistic integrity. He's got the eyeliner, and he's got the songs about death, and then this is all good stuff.
Yeah, I play on those commercials, you son of a...
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know?
And I'm well paid.
Hey, let's get some calls in here. 749-1444 if you want to talk with the Grave Blankets, or if you just want to talk about U.S. foreign policy, which in itself is a crime. You guys want to sing us another song?
Sure.
Do you have any songs about U.S. foreign policy? It
yes,
in with that.
Yes, I do. I don't know if you have that record here. There's a song called The General Died at Dawn off a record called Western Medicine.
I don't have that record.
Yeah. Well, you should have warned me.
I got smut by the other half, but I can't get that, not that one.
That's a crime as well.
Here, step up to the mic and sing us a song about U.S. foreign policy. This is the Grave Blankets, ladies and gentlemen. Pick the mic up.
Tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. asylum here. This song is about U.S. foreign policy. It's about
You guys are like the Warren Zevon of Cincinnati.
There you have it. This is a song about a 20s film director and actor, Eric von Stroheim, who, listen to the song and maybe you'll figure it out. We ready here, George?
Had a funny name.
Yes, he did. He was from Austria. This is for you, Rob.
Thanks. Stroheim. Thank you, all of you.
That brings up one obvious question, and that is, how long did it take you to think of a rhyme for monocle?
It did take a few minutes. It
took a few minutes to think of a rhyme with monocle?
I couldn't come up with something, then when I hit on it, oh boy, I was happy.
Chronicle, I saw you grin. You grinned just then doing it, and I figured, he's probably played the song 100 times, but it still makes him grin when he rhymes monocle with chronicle.
Well, you know what, it's barnacle, too.
If only I called you.
Bionicle.
I was actually smiling about that, the drink that I rewarded myself with after I came up with the rhyme.
Yeah.
It was about, early in the morning. And
you started drinking, huh?
Oh, you betcha. Little Bailey's in the coffee.
You rock and roll guys.
It's a Chris and Rob show, WAIF, and we're joined by the Grave Blankets. We're taking your calls at 749-1444. Chris Arducer and George Cunningham. Thanks for coming down. Now, your new CD is all outtakes, B-sides, and as you said, it's all remixes, almost released, half-baked masterpieces, and complete obscurities from local rock and roll extravaganza, the Grave Blankets. But there's one obvious song that you missed. It might not be a proper Grave Blanket song. You've been in so damn many bands, Chris, that I can't keep track of them all. But I got an old song queued up. I played this song last week when we did a topic on cloning, because I thought that it might fit in with our cloning topic.
Okay.
The song's called Human Being I Am. Features...
Well, it's actually called Human Being.
Well, this version I have says plainly on the cassette, Human Being I Am.
Where'd you get it?
From Larry Gold, who plays guitar on the
yes,
on the record.
Does.
Johnny Hi-Fi plays bass, and the song goes like this. This is an obscure one, kids, so I'm roll here. Tape, and then we can download it tomorrow.
20 years old.
It's a sad disgrace when the leader of our country embraces a goddamn lie. It's a cold day in hell when anyone admits that they're wrong. All I want is for someone to look me in the eye. It's gonna be a long, long time before we know what any of this all means. Our minds were built for all the information to see. Wish I had more insight, but I'm just a human being.
A Chris Arducer obscurity right there.
No, a lot of people say, why can't Chris Arducer do music like he used to do, man?
Uh-huh.
every time, you know, we're sitting around drinking Bailey's and coffee, it always comes up. Why doesn't Chris Arducer make the kind of records he used to make?
I also got that song Perrysburg guy on there, but I don't think you play on that. You ever play on that song?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That song goes, it goes, Perrysburg guy, I'm a Perrysburg guy. I went to Perrysburg High because I'm a Perrysburg guy.
No, I can say that I did not play on that.
No, I didn't think you did. I don't know.
I've never heard it before.
I don't know anything about it.
I didn't offend anyone.
I hope you did.
Or everyone.
This is the Chris and Rob Show, WAF. We're talking to Chris and George from the Grave Blankets. If you'd like to call in now, 749-1444. I know that Craig is on hold, and we'll be with him in just a second. Although we think it'll never happen to us, traffic crashes are a leading killer and crippler of both adults and children. We can't always prevent our involvement in a crash, but what happens to us during a crash is often within our control if we buckle our safety belts and hang up our cell phones. Somebody retype that.
Good for you.
Because I'm the one that wrote that on there a couple of years ago when this card used to be here in the studio.
Before you had a cell phone, you hypocritical pig.
Right. I got a cell phone. I still don't use it when the car's in motion, though.
Yeah, you do. I've heard.
No, that's somebody else next to me. I pull over,
yeah.
Either on the side of the road or better yet, like a McDonald's parking lot. And then I make my call on my little cell phone.
Good for you.
You never use it while the car's in motion.
Good for you.
You're better off drinking.
No, most people only merge while they use their car cell phone. He's furiously fixing everything. Do we need to win with this one? All right, just go ahead.
Hello, Craig. You're on the air with the Grave Blankets.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Chris. I'm mostly familiar with your drumming, actually, which I've always been very impressed with. And I've heard you with the Grave Blankets probably some years back at think Caldy's maybe. But did you start out as a drummer? Did you start out as a, you know, a stringed instrumentalist, or and work your way back around, or vice versa?
That was for me. I heard some of it, but not all of it.
I can barely hear you at all.
But almost immediately started. Here, can you hear me? The world, can the world hear me now?
Barely.
I started off as a drummer, but immediately started playing guitar, and just kind of been flailing ever since.
Hmm.
We need real monitors in here, man.
Yeah, I'll say. Yeah. So what kind of a
This is the nicest radio station you've ever been in to do a live gig, isn't it?
I don't think so, but I'm having a blast.
All right,
hi,
step
is
up
Greg
here.
Still here?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
What else do you have to say to us?
Nothing. Just enjoying it. Just
great,
having a good
man.
Time.
Great.
I'm out in my garage, freezing my butt off, setting up some drums as we speak.
Oh, cool.
Are you a drummer, Craig?
Yes.
Well, maybe Chris could give you a real clinic here real quick.
Well, maybe
please
I could find out something from you. Who are you playing with?
I play with Robin Lazy. He was on right
Robin
before you there.
Robin was just here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was listening to his show and then on to yours.
Well, good God.
This radio station is so incestuous.
We have such a wide audience.
Well, yep. I hope to hear you play sometime.
I hope so, too.
I haven't seen Robin for years.
Well, Chris, when are you going to be attending the next Zydeco gig?
Well, you know, I played a fair amount of Zydeco with Mr. Nyheisel through the years. But,
You know, he doesn't use that name anymore.
Yeah, that's right. He's Ricky Nye, isn't he?
I thought he was like Amanda St. Clair or something.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I get it mixed up.
Vicky DeSalle.
There you go.
Anyway.
So, can you tell Craig how to play a drum roll or something?
He knows what he's doing. He's playing with Robin, for God's sake.
What about syncopation? You guys know anything about syncopation?
He knows what he's doing. He's playing for Robin, for God's sake.
I don't know any of that syncop. What do you call that?
You throw the kitchen sink in. That's what you
do. Oh. All right, well, it was good talking to you.
are you going to play us some drums real quick before you go, Craig?
Me?
Yeah,
hold on. Let me just play you this bass drum. It's a little tiny bass drum. I'm trying to make it sound like a big bass drum. Could you hear that?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Sound like Queen,
big,
man.
Yep, well, you can come here Friday night at the East End Cafe.
Oh, okay. The East End Cafe, Friday night. Thanks, Craig.
All right, thanks a lot.
We have an open phone line here at the Chris and Rob Show. If you'd like to call in and talk to Chris and Rob about foreign policy, domestic economic situation, or if you'd like
gigs.
To talk to the great... Yeah, if you're in a band, call in. We'll plug your gig. No. If you want to call and talk to George Cunningham about being in the Grave Blankets, or if you want to talk to Chris Arducer about playing on a pizza commercial, call now. Did you play on a pizza commercial?
I don't know.
749-1444 is the phone number here.
I got no answers for anybody.
Let's play another track off of this record. And Chris, help me pick a track here, because I don't know which ones are which. The Devil Said Yes. Is that a good song?
Sure, why not play it?
There's not a loser on there, is there?
This is The Devil Said Yes. Now, we'll find out in just a moment what he said yes to.
Everything.
And this is the new release from the Grave Blankets.
Does this involve a boy named Johnny and a fiddle of gold?
Maybe.
We'll have to find out, won't
Maybe.
We?
Maybe.
This is the Grave Blankets with The Devil Said Yes from their new record Orphan Recordings, available at graveblankets.com. When we come back, we'll find out which rock stars are downloading internet child porn and if the Grave Blankets are involved in all that. Stand by.
Devil said yes. The devil said yes. The devil said yes when I asked him. The devil said yes. The devil said yes. The devil said yes, and then my eyes began to glisten. Another breakneck twist, another quick escape, another batch of medicine that I will never take. The devil said yes. Yeah. The devil said yes. Yeah. The devil said yes when I asked anyone who'd listen. The devil said yes. Yeah. The devil said yes.
They need an answer now. Asking complicated questions, furrowing their brow.
There you go, the Grave Blankets. And we were talking there while we were playing that song about Pete Townsend. Maybe you heard Pete Townsend got arrested for being a perv over the weekend. And Chris Arducer...
Complete mischaracterization.
Right. Chris Arducer from the Grave Blankets tells me I'm full of crap. Pete, number one, is not a perv, and number two, wasn't charged with anything. And here's Chris with the truth on Pete Townsend and his pervy tendencies.
The word perv was never used in our discussion, so see, this is more of your dirty tricks.
Oh, okay.
Because you're introducing new information while we're on air.
Pete is a perv, though.
He's a media, and you're a media slut.
And this is based on what information that you have?
I want to bite and kiss you. Rough boys, rough boys. I want to buy you leather. Rough boys,
have
rough
you,
boys.
Have you listened to transcripts of your radio show?
Yeah.
Anyway, so your self-descriptive term would be?
What, for myself?
No, your self-descriptive term for someone else.
For someone else?
For yourself, yes!
For, stud.
I see.
Stud. No, you were going to give us the truth about Pete Townsend. Pete Townsend is all over the news. You're saying that the media is a bunch of whores, they're making something out of this that it's not, and you're going to tell us the truth.
This show is not a place for the truth.
It probably isn't, but I'd like to hear what's on your mind anyway.
Hell no.
What's the truth?
I'm not going to tell
you. You were going to lay some bomb on us about Pete Townsend not being as
big
of...
Look, can I just drop... We just spoke to our lawyer right before we came here.
This is true.
Which most of our guests do.
Yeah. You can be arrested in Britain, apparently, and not be charged with anything.
Okay.
Unlike here. So, yes, he was arrested, I guess, taken into questioning, right?
What a backwards country.
And not charged with a crime.
Hmm.
So,
and freed.
Man, if that happened in America, the ACLU would be down there with their pickets and their fire torches and their flares and everything.
Anyway.
And Brits ain't like us.
No, they're not. They're backwards.
And they don't like us either.
No, most of them are pervs like Pete Townsend.
Most Americans are retarded, though, too.
Yeah, you got a point there.
It goes both ways.
It's a Chris and Rob late night talk show. In case you are just tuning in, we're talking about... rock and roll hedonism. We're talking about the local music scene with the Grave Blankets. George and Chris are here, and
what
your phone calls.
Anyway? Why don't you ask them that?
We'll ask them. If your calls at 749-1444. What is a Grave Blanket?
Well, it's a big old bed of flowers that you put over a grave.
I knew that.
Kind of keeps the chill off, you know. There you have it.
Mm-hmm. All right. A short and succinct answer on talk radio.
Are you going to spell the Z now that you're, you know, to be called the kids?
I don't understand what you're saying.
D-A, dog, Grave Blankets.
Why don't we have, could we put some numbers in the name or something? I don't know.
Grave Blankets 72.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. Fit them in there somewhere. Yeah.
Well, when another Grave Blankets come along, they're going to have to call themselves the Grave Blankets UK.
Oh,
okay,
got it, yeah.
You guys want to sing us another song?
You know, and this is the perfect next song for us to do with all our ranting about
perversion.
Oh, is this a song about perversion?
Of a certain kind, yes.
Step up to the mic, and this time get right
garden variety perversion, I would have to say.
Yes. Good God!
That was crazy. You know how to work a chair, Chris?
These guys know how to throw an intro our way, eh?
They know how to throw an anchovy my way. We're going to send this out to the song's namesake. She's taking off her shirt at the bar again. It's hard to believe they let her in
again, 'cause she'll only self-destruct. And she's already way messed up. But this night of regret, it isn't over yet for poor Susan. Susan, poor Susan, Susan. She fell down twice dancing to Al Green. Everything about her is much worse than it seems, and that guy just couldn't know just what he's taking home. But she hasn't passed out yet, and he's willing to bet on poor Susan. Susan, poor Susan, Susan. High heels, she spins and reels. Black dress, peroxide mask, two-fisted drunk. Her vanity's intact, but her pride has shrunk. Well, her daddy named her for his favorite whore, and at 16 he showed her the door. But he can't take all the blame, and her friends should feel ashamed, 'cause they whisper their regrets and they laugh loudest at poor Susan. Susan, poor Susan, Susan.
Do I know this chick?
No, you don't.
She doesn't hang around the bars in Cincinnati?
No.
Not anymore?
No.
Is her name really Suzette?
I just talked with my lawyer before the show.
Okay. The Grave Blankets, ladies and gentlemen, that's who we just heard. George was the one playing on the picking guitar there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Chris, the one singing there.
And strumming.
That's a good song. Is that a new one?
That is. That will be on our next proper record.
The next record. When's the next Grey Blankets record coming out?
Well, right now we're working on an instrumental record of George Cunningham's.
Oh, that'll be good.
It will be very good. It's really turning out cool.
How do you know?
Well, how dare you say he's going to be good?
It's going to suck.
Thank you.
You don't know that either.
Anyway, we just had our lawyer, John Schmidt, playing bass on a track tonight.
Okay.
And
once I had to get, you know, free advice. The guy play bass?
Did you work out the deal with him? I didn't, George.
I've been advised not to talk about the situation.
I see.
But if you leave him on a cutting floors, is he going to sue?
Oh, he's already got suits against both of us. Good God. Anyway, it's going to be called Stumbling Ham, and it should be out in, March or April.
Now, is this going to be an instrumental record by George Cunningham?
Yes.
Or is this going to be a Grey Blankets record?
No, this is George's solo disc.
All right. You're just helping him out by playing on a solo record.
I'm producing it and playing numerous instruments, and he's playing wonderful guitar. And
and some not-so-wonderful guitar.
Well, yeah, on purpose.
But you'll edit that out, right?
Oh, no. We'll
oh, no.
In.
We're turning it up.
All right.
And we're doing pieces by George and myself. And I think that's all I know about that, right? And
yeah.
So as soon as we finish that, then we'll start working on the next blankets.
Yeah.
In case you just tuned in, we have the Grave Blankets here. They have a website at graveblankets.com, and their next gig is on Valentine's Day. So book your date early. You're at York Street Cafe?
You betcha. Right.
With Venus Mission.
With Venus Mission. Venus. Hot, Valentine's Day. That's...
Yeah. You see?
Hot.
Conceptual.
Are you guys going to have any kind of like a conceptual Valentine's Day show? Like, you'll be doing a lot of love songs?
We're going to play louder than usual.
Slow dance and anything like that?
We're going to play lover than usual. And we're going to do some Lover Boy. And we're going to do How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And,
What about Fanny Be Tender With My Love? You going to do that one?
If you'd like it, if it would make you happy, sure.
All right.
Will you sing the really high parts?
That's what I'm best at.
Good. All right.
Well, let's play another track from the CD. The new CD is called Orphan Recordings, 1991 to 2001. I guess it took you 10 years to write all these songs, right?
Yeah, amidst releasing five other records.
That's how many you have now? Five?
Gee whiz.
And then all the other records I played on and wrote on.
You're pretty prolific for
a
local band.
Couple Psychodots records, couple Bears records, you know.
You know, there are some who say that there is no good local music, and the only good music is the music that comes from either coast on the big major record labels. And you guys...
Who says
you
that?
You guys are busting that theory wide open, aren't you?
You betcha, pal.
This song is called Where It Hurts, right?
No.
You said 15.
I said 14. 40.
Shoot You Down. This song is called Shoot You Down.
I want to dedicate this one to you, Chris.
And we're going to dedicate this one to the Chris and Rob show. All right, well, here we go. Another song by the very prolific local band, Grave Blanket. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the point of the program where if you want to hear the Grave Blankets play more songs, you have to call in a request. Because they're acting like they're out of songs.
And we are.
And the White Castle's calling real loud.
No, actually, the bottle of Absolute is
called. The bottle of Absolute?
Yeah.
Not the Absinthe?